It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It is one of those intriguing oddities of the English language that governors run in gubernatorial races as opposed to governorial races or governal races.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
So, Anne, this week's question comes from someone whose voice I think many of our listeners will recognize.
My question is about the word gubernatorial. So I see how we get from president to presidential, from Congress to congressional, and from legislature to legislative. But how do we go from governor to gubernatorial? Are governors historically goobers? Is that it? Or is it something else?
That's Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta. He's a political reporter and the co-host of It's Just Politics. It's a very timely question, Anne, considering this is an election year.
It's a great question, and I can't believe that no one has ever asked me this question before.
Way to go, Rick.
Let's start with governor, which is, of course, the familiar word for the person who is governing the state or something else. So this is a borrowing from French, comes in the 14th century. It's been in the language for a long time, and it comes in meaning a person responsible for governing a society or something else, much like what it means today. So we have governors of states. Now, I do need to take a little digression here and talk just for a moment about the word governess.
That one has not got quite the same regal definition, right?
It doesn't, but when it came into the language, it comes in about the same time, and it meant a woman who was responsible for governing. But as you note, governess went through a process of, we might call it derogation. It lost that meaning of governing a society, and it came to be someone who was responsible for children. And we do see this in the language where a paired male-female term, the female term doesn't fare as well over time. The other well-known example is master and mistress.
Mistress. Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
Yes. Now, back to governor. So you've got governor in the language. In the 16th century, this is the Renaissance. This is when there was a revival in interest in the classics, in Latin. We get a second borrowing in, and this is gubernator.
Oh, I love that. The gubernator.
Isn't that great? Now, that borrowing comes in from Latin, and these two words are related. If you take governor, borrowed in from French, if you take that back to its roots, it comes from the Latin. And so what we have here is a double borrowing where we borrow governor from French, we borrow gubernator from Latin. Now, gubernator doesn't really make it, although I looked in the Merriam-Webster dictionary online and they have an entry for gubernator. American Heritage does not, but you get from gubernator the adjectival form gubernatorial. The Oxford English Dictionary has the first entry for that in 1734, and it either came in from the Latin or it was formed in English based on the Latin borrowing. Now, the New York Times Manual of Style is not a huge fan of gubernatorial. They say, though this is favored by political insiders, the adjective is stilted.
It's hard to say. You know, we have that in our on-air copy quite a bit, and it's hard to say.
And the New York Times is saying, go with something like the campaign for governor or the race for governor.
And then you're just adding more words. We just can't win.
Right. And if you look at the trajectory for gubernatorial, it has been on the rise over the course of the 20th century. We seem to have opted for gubernatorial as the adjective form, despite the fact that there has been some criticism throughout its history.
Well, sounds like we're stuck with it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.